This is Martin Zender, taxer of brain, strainer of patience. I appreciate you being with me. Last week, we got into some heavy scriptural information. I'm sure it was valuable to you. I pray that it was. This week, we're going to take it just a little easier. We're going to look at some mail. I'm going to reach into the mailbag here and pull out a plum and see what a bad boy am I. Got a little piece of criticism. Not really criticism. I will just shut up and read it. This is from Kevin. He says, "Dear Martin, I have heard some of your stuff. You make a good argument, but here is where I have a problem. You say that the Bible you use is the truth, but the Mormons say the same thing. The Jehovah's Witnesses say the same thing, that they went to the original documents, is what one just told me. And now you say you have the true or truer version." Well, I'm not exactly sure what versions the Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons use, but I'd like to go to the old, trustworthy, traditional version, the King James Version. I'm going to do this to show you how bad it is and to show you how good my translation is, the Concordant Literal New Testament. And Kevin, this is not anything you have to believe. It's something that is verifiable, provable. You can see it with your own two eyes. That's the way I operate. I don't ask anybody to believe me. I lay out the facts. In Matthew 2:12, the Greek word anakoreo appears. It means retire. King James translated it departed. In Acts 19:12, we find the word apolasso. It means clear. King James translated it departed. Matthew 8:18, Greek word aperkome means come away. King James translated it departed. Acts 28:25, apoluo means dismiss. King James translated it departed. Revelation 6:14, apokarizo means recoil. King James translated it departed. Luke 2:37, aphistomai, it means withdraw. The King James translated it departed. Luke 9:33, diacharizome, means detach. King James translated depart. Acts 13:14, dichrome, I'm not guaranteeing my Greek pronunciations. Diarkome means pass through. King James made it depart. Acts 17:15. Look up these verses for yourself. Get a concordance. Greek word eximai. It means be off. King James made it depart. Matthew 9:31. Exerkome means come out. King James translated it depart. Matthew 20:29. Ekporuome means go out. King James made it depart. Acts 13:4. Katerkome. It means come down. King James translated it depart. John 13:1. Metabeno. It means proceed. King James translated it depart. Matthew 2:9, poruome means go. King James translated it depart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 different words, 14 different nuances of thought that God strained to bring across to us. And the King James has totally ignored the distinctions and translated 14 different Greek words by the single English word depart. If you're reading your King James Version and you read the word depart, what the heck Greek word are you reading? It could be one of 14. Does this mean come out, retire, dismiss, recoil, withdraw, detach, pass through, be off, go out, come down, proceed, go? You don't know what it means unless you want to wrestle with a concordance to find out. This is sheer idiocy. It's inconsistent translating. It's stupid. You want to hear how the Concordant Version handles this? I'm going to tell you. You buy a Concordant Version, you can find it on my website, and look these words up. Matthew 2:12, anakoreo means retired. They translated it retire. Apolasso means clear, translated it clear. Aperkome, come away. Guess what they made it? Come away. Acts 28:25, apoluo, it means dismiss. That's a fact. Guess what the Concordant Literal New Testament makes it? Dismiss. Right down the line, folks. Aphistomai, diacharizome, detach, pass through, be off, come out. Consistently translated in the Concordant Version with what it means. That is consistent translating, and you're getting insight into what God said. You'd say, okay, well, Martin, who cares if people went out or came down or proceeded or went or dismissed? Well, it may not be that important here, but when you get to a word like hell, then it's real important, because how many people have argued over the years about the destination of unbelieving mankind? Here's some information for you. In 2 Peter 2:4, Greek word tartaru appears. King James translates it hell, NIV translates it hell. Matthew 5:22, Greek word Gehenna. KJV translates it hell. NIV translates it hell. In Luke 16:23, the Greek word Hades shows up. Guess what the King James translates it? Hell. How about the NIV? Hell. So what the hell are you reading God's Word for in these translations when you're not even finding out what God's saying? Three distinct places. Three distinct words. Tartarus, Gehenna, Hades, translated hell. And the King James and the NIV and the NASB isn't off the hook either. They're inconsistent as well. Hey, you're reading your 15 minutes of the Bible a day, so what? It doesn't matter. If you're not even reading what God says, you're wasting your time. You know what the Concordant Version translates the Greek word Tartaru in 2 Peter 2:4? Tartarus. How about Gehenna in Matthew 5:22? They translated Gehenna. How about Hades in Luke 16:23? Concordant Literal New Testament makes it the unseen. Kevin, you got to get a version that's consistent. And I don't care if the Jehovah's Witnesses say they're going to the original documents. That makes no difference if you can't translate your way out of a paper bag. What's the use of having the fastest computer in Silicon Valley if you don't know how to type? I'm Martin Zender. Seek and ye shall find.